A ransomware gang donated $20,000 to charities. Windows gamers, make sure to update GeForce Experience now to patch some security issues. And an election disinformation campaign is being attributed to hacking groups in another country. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings! I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for October 27, 2020. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Make sure to check out the new Teespring store. The link is down below in the description for ThreatWire hoodies for the cold months, along with some other awesome swag. Also, I am doing another Wi-Fi pineapple giveaway. I have got three more Hack 5 shop gift cards to give away, so you can get a free Wi-Fi pineapple Mark 7 and free US shipping. Check out the details via the link to my YouTube channel down below to enter that giveaway. And now, on to the news. A ransomware group called DarkSide has posted a press release on a dark web portal stating that they have donated $20,000 worth of Bitcoin to two international charities, according to BBC reports. The money, totaling 0.88 Bitcoin, was split between the Water Project and Children International, so each charity received $10,000 each in Bitcoin. Children International has stated that they are investigating the situation, and if that donate is actually linked to a hacker, then they have no intention of keeping it. Experts believe this to be DarkSide attempting to brand themselves as a corporation, but that $20,000 was Bitcoin stolen through ransomware, so the generous donation seems a little suspect. DarkSide says that they only target profitable corporations, but giving stolen money to charities would not really change the minds of law enforcement or the general public, since that was not their money to give in the first place. But this could be key to a larger narrative going on with ransomware groups, not only DarkSide, where they could be switching from certain sectors to profitable companies and organizations, which would drive larger payouts. DarkSide's means of attack are not anything new, and we have started to see more ransomware groups choosing, or saying that they are choosing, to not target hospitals, schools, or governments. Unfortunately, we have seen multiple of each of those sectors ransomed since 2020 started. But DarkSides have positioned themselves as a Robin Hood in this industry to differentiate themselves. But according to the Institute of Fundraisers, if a gift was found to be the proceeds of a crime, then they would be considered unlawful and they should be rejected by the charity. So DarkSide isn't really helping a charity at all, but they are creating more work for them as they will have to conduct an investigation, reject the funds, report it to law enforcement, and possibly incur fees related to transactions. That sounds like a huge headache for a charitable organization to me. NVIDIA is telling gamers to update the GeForce Experience software ASAP if you are on Windows to patch two high severity flaws found in the app as well as one that is low severity. The first two flaws are CVE-2020-5977 and 2020-5990, the first of which could allow an attacker to target vulnerable machines with code executions, denial of service attacks, escalation of privileges, and information disclosures. The issue resides in the NVIDIA Web Helper Node.js web server, in which Node.js runs upon startup to create a web server connection to NVIDIA. An uncontrolled search path could allow an attacker to use DLL preloading, binary planting, and insecure library loading to levy attacks that take advantage of that flaw. The second issue resides within the Shadow Play component, which basically allows gamers to record and share high-quality footage of their gameplay while they are playing. This one can allow for an attacker to proceed with local privilege escalation, code execution, denial of service attacks, and information disclosure as well. Now, both of those flaws were patched in version 3.20.5.70 of the GeForce Experience, which is now available for download. Any Windows machines previous to this version are also affected. Now, the third one is considered low impact. That one is CVE-2020-5978, which is also patched. This one would require a local user to already have some kind of system privileges, but it could also allow an attacker to hit the target with privilege escalation and denial of service attacks again. NVIDIA has posted about several security flaws and vulnerabilities over the past year related to their software as well as their hardware, of which all of them have been patched. So update. Before we hit story number three, I wanted to say thank you so much to my supporters over at patreon.com/threatwire. Check out these new fur babies that we got from my Hush Puppy perk level patrons. They're totally awesome for sending them in, and they're so cute. Thank you so much. I love them. Keep them coming. Also, a new perk has been added. If you've heard my previous episode of the Threatwire in the past like couple of months, you already know about this, so you can skip ahead to the next story if you want to, but if you have not heard, patrons now get access to discount codes for the Hack 5 shop. Check out this month's discount code, which is over on the Patreon page. Every few months, a new code will be generated, and it may include any kind of different discounts or freebies, so keep an eye on the page for updates, and I do want to thank the Hack 5 shop for helping me make that happen for my patrons. As always, you can find all of the perks, including that one, over on the Patreon page. Thank you so much to my patrons. I truly, truly appreciate you. You make this show entirely possible. The U.S. Department of Treasury has sanctioned five Iranian organizations for allegedly sending threatening emails to U.S. voters in a few different states, trying to influence the U.S. election and spread disinformation through major campaigns. The groups include the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Bayan Goster, the IRGC's Quds Force, and a couple of media companies. The first one is the Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union and the International Union of Virtual Media. While the sanctions came down due to several different campaigns that the groups were allegedly behind, the most recent of these is a spoofed email purported to be from the far-right group called the Proud Boys. The email was sent to Democratic voters in Arizona, Alaska, and Florida, and it claimed to be in possession of all the receiver's information, and it stated that the receiver, quote, will vote for Trump on election day, or we will come after you. Motherboard reached out to the Proud Boys, who claimed that they were not behind those emails. One person who was targeted also received an email with a video link, and that video spread misinformation about votes and how they could be manipulated, but election and cybersecurity experts have already debunked this, and they explained that it's purely a fear-mongering tactic to undermine the electoral process, most likely using previously leaked data about voters, and a popular tool which is called SQL Map or SQL Map to fake a ballot that would normally be used as a last resort for overseas military and citizens. The data shown is basically public information, so anyone with a bit of OSINT could find it. According to reports, though, these emails seem to come from an Estonian IP, suggesting the email address was indeed spoofed to look like it came from the Proud Boys. The actual email address appears to be a throwaway domain that cannot be replied to. Experts who have tracked Iranian hacking groups say that this campaign totally fits their historical style, and it works to undermine trust in that election system. U.S. government officials held a press conference explaining that they believed Iran to be behind the wave of emails sent to voters, but they did not release any kind of technical details proving this connection. CNN has reported that Google connected the email campaign to Iran completely separately, and several experts have explained that attribution can take mere hours in some circumstances, which could prove plausible since both the NSA and Cyber Command had deemed this attack to require immediate attention. Now, before I leave, I want to say thank you so much to Daniel R., Meowser Cat, Richard R., Jason K., and Quentin A., who joined the Patreon team this week. Thank you to each and every one of you. You are amazing. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I'm Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet. Bye, y'all. Thank you.